Last week, President Obama issued an executive order halting the deportation and prosecution of young, undocumented immigrants. Under this policy, undocumented immigrants under the age of 30 who have lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years are eligible for what's called deferred action. That means that for 2 years, these immigrants can stay in the country and apply for permission to work.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people. Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization. Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
This policy is likely to decrease the number of undocumented immigrants showing up in court. But there are still 25 million people in the country who do not speak English well, regardless of their legal status. And if they wind up in court, they're probably going to need help communicating. While most courts try to offer everyone in criminal court an interpreter, access to free interpreters in civil court proceedings, like family court or small claims court, is uneven across Nevada and several other states. From the Fronteras desk in Las Vegas, Jude Joffe Block reports.
Like many of the people here waiting to turn in paperwork at Clark County's family court, Ruben Vargas is here because of a custody battle. Whenever his ex doesn't let him see their six-year-old boy, he takes her to court. But since Vargas only speaks Spanish, he's had to pay for his own interpreter every time.
I didn't expect that I would have to pay. I thought it would be free. I thought there were people in the court to help people, but there isn't.
He's had to do this a half dozen times so far, and it isn't cheap.
The cost is $80. For 2 or 3 minutes.
It's actually $80 an hour, but Vargas has to pay the whole hour for just a short time in court. It's a strain on his truck driver's salary, and it raises the question, whose obligation is it to pay for that interpreter? In Clark County, the court information officer says low-income people who get their court fees waived also qualify for free interpreters. So do people facing foreclosure, eviction, or at the discretion of a judge. But that information is hard to come by. It has some advocates worrying that in practice,
if you don't have the financial means, you're not going to have that interpretation services.
Heather Anderson Fintech is an attorney with Nevada Legal Services.
Otherwise, you need to bring a family member and hope that their skills are such that they can accurately and quickly interpret between the two languages.
But some advocates say making people in court pay for their own interpreters or asking them to rely on unqualified family members may violate federal law.
Under the Civil Rights Act, courts that receive any federal funding are required to provide language access.
Laura Abel is with a national group that advocates for better access to the court system.
Courts have to provide interpreters when people are indigent, but also when people are not indigent. And courts also have to make that clear.
The Department of Justice seems to agree with that interpretation of the law, and the agency has made language access a priority. In 2010, the Civil Rights Division sent out a letter to chief justices in all 50 states, warning them that if their courts get federal funds, and most do, they must provide free interpreters in all court-related matters. Nevada Supreme Court Justice Michael Douglas remembers receiving that letter.
It was a mixed feeling, part of it being sympathetic and understanding that to make people first-class citizens, they needed to have a first-class day in court.
And on the other hand?
But the reality was, oh, crap, this is another lay-on when we don't even have the resources to do it without this. So once you got over the shock, then the question is, how do we do it? And that's where we're at right now.
He has reason to worry about the details of this unfunded mandate. Nevada's court system has been slammed by budget cuts, resulting in widespread layoffs, hiring freezes, and furloughs. And taking on the cost of providing all foreign language interpreters would be a significant expense.
I wish I could give you an accurate time and say, okay, we can do this in 90 days. But just to be blunt, I'd be lying.
But the Department of Justice may not be patient with state courts they consider to be out of compliance. Most recently, the agency issued a warning letter to North Carolina courts that their interpreter services aren't adequate. The agency is actively monitoring or investigating at least six other states. As far as Nevada court officials know, Nevada is not one of those states right now.